You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Okay, and we're back with our next guest. I am so pleased to welcome Alicia McPhee with Prudential Georgia Realty. Welcome to the show, Alicia.
Todd, thank you, and so happy to be here and be part of the show. Thanks for the invite.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we're thrilled to be with us. Before we get into it, Alicia, take a second and just share with us a little bit about you and your background.
Todd, I've actually been in real estate, selling real estate for 26 years. And been in the Atlanta market over 20 years. Probably have sold over 10,000 homes in my time that I've been here in Atlanta. Sounds unbelievable, but a lot of experience in the market.
So Alicia, I know lately some of those 10,000 homes that you're responsible for selling are foreclosure homes. Can you give us a little bit of advice or give our listeners some advice if they're looking for a foreclosure property? What should they look for?
Carol, you know, that's a great question, and what a time to buy. And yes, there's lots of foreclosure opportunities, but you always want to make sure when you're buying a foreclosure opportunity, you want to make sure that you are buying the right property in the right location at the right price. So you really need the expertise of a realtor to help you with that. No matter what price it is, it's going to matter as far as a market analysis, what it's worth. And don't forget, in Georgia, it's buyer beware, so you certainly want to check out those opportunities, and sometimes they sound too good to be true, and right now we have fantastic opportunities.
Yeah, Alicia, you mentioned 10,000 homes, and I think of the idea of you need 10,000 hours of practicing at anything to become expert at it. So I think you qualify in that regard. But why have you focused on foreclosures?
You know, Todd, that's a great question. And I've been able to provide a resource to a lot of different lenders throughout the city with my knowledge of being in Atlanta over 20 years and understanding consumer groups and where people want to live today. And really understanding pricing and competitive analysis. And people have found my expertise that's something they really need in today's market.
Now, is that you talking specifically about the mortgage brokers? I mean, that makes sense to me, but I assume you mean buyers as well.
Buyers, sellers, banks, yes.
Okay, so having that, 360-degree kind of view about the foreclosure is something you need if you're going to get into that kind of an investment.
Most definitely. And like I said, people, you know, will say, oh, gee, there's a great, you know, a house available for $15,000 in, you know, within a certain area. And they need to understand the area because there are great opportunities. And when I bring forth that expertise, the buyer really appreciates it, and the seller understands their positioning in the market a lot better, too.
If I'm in the market to buy a home, what advice would you give me in terms of, or why would you say it makes more sense to me to look for a foreclosure rather than one that's not in that kind of a situation?
If you're in the market to buy a home right now probably the most competitive pricing we've seen in such a long, long time is available in a lot of the foreclosure opportunities that are out there. The sellers understand where they need to be positioned for pricing. And they're being very, very competitive with the pricing.
So where are the foreclosure properties that you represent? You know, if I'm actively looking, where should I be looking and what do you have to offer to buyers?
Carol, I will tell you, there's a lot of opportunities out there, but here's a great example. I had an offering of 11 beautiful brownstone townhomes, foreclosure opportunities available right in the city of Decatur. And I put a sign out. I let people know they were coming for a few weeks, had a special event, a preview night, had buyers, many buyers signing up, getting ready in line to be able to get an appointment to sign a contract to purchase one of those homes that following weekend.
And can you tell us a little bit more about those homes? I mean, what's the price point? What kind of interior appointments do they have?
The brownstones of Decatur are a fabulous location, as I said, on Scott Boulevard in the city of Decatur. And they feature beautiful specifications, which include 10-foot ceilings on the main floor, hardwood floors all on the main floor, beautiful kitchen cabinets with granite countertops, luxurious master retreats, with soaking tubs, really, really nice features.
Alicia, what kind of folks do you find yourself working with the most demographically? Is it young folks getting into a first home, empty nesters, downsizing, or all of the above?
You know, Todd, that's another great question. And I actually, with having so much experience in the market, I work with all different types of people. People who appreciate experience, who know that I'm going to give them, you know, honest service and I understand the market. And usually people are able to respect that and want that kind of service, because they are actually making probably their largest investment they've ever made in their life. So they definitely want to work with an expert.
Okay, we'll be back with Alicia McPhee after this commercial break. Buying a new home can be a stressful process, and keeping track of all the essential elements involved in your purchase can be overwhelming. But the most important feature to include in your new home is something you can't see at all: a comprehensive home warranty. Professional Warranty Service Corporation provides an insured warranty program to home builders that guarantees your new home adheres to specific construction standards for a full 10 years. Builders in our program adhere to high standards, and we're proud to work with them. Ask your builder about the PWC program. Learn more at pwsc.com or call 1-800-850-2799. And we're back with Alicia McPhee with Prudential Georgia Realty.
Alicia, you've really caught my interest with this Brownstones product. You know, give us an idea of the price point that those units are going for.
Carol, I know this is going to sound unbelievable, but in the city of Decatur, brownstones that range in square footage from 2,400 to 2,900 square feet with all those luxury features we talked about, starting in the 300s.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Two-car garages too, Carol.
Two-car garage. And tell us a little bit more about this. I know that they're foreclosure homes, but do they come with any kind of warranties, or what should I expect if I'm looking at one of those?
Actually, these homes were almost completed by the original builder, and right now the bank that actually owns them has gone in and finished up the homes, added the appliances, put in the carpet. They are so gorgeous. The floors are shining. Everything that you'd want to be ready to move in, you have no work. Okay, you can move right into the home. It's finished.
But you're going to make me look really smart, because I have a daughter that's looking to get into a first home. And when you were talking about brownstones, it never occurred to me that the price point would be where you're talking. So I want to go back to my earlier question. If you've got a first-time home buyer, young person, single, what kind of advice would you give them?
Buy now.
Buy now.
This is not going to last, okay? Inventory levels are down. There's more buyers out there. Interest rates are unbelievable, but prices have not been going up right now, so hurry up before they do.
Well, it's kind of interesting. It sounds like there's now competition on the buy side more than among the builders.
Stay tuned, because there is.
So, Alicia, in addition to the brownstones, what other opportunities do you have out there for buyers who are looking to buy before the tables turn?
You know, Carol, I have all different types of price ranges for anybody looking to build their own home right now, or for builders who are out there looking for lots for sale. I've got fantastic lots available all throughout metropolitan Atlanta, and some you can buy just for a single lot, or some you could buy a parcel for 150 lots at unbelievable pricing. I also have other beautiful homes that range in price from, you could be below $100,000 for a single family home in metro Atlanta right now, and I'm talking maybe $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in very cute neighborhoods, okay, great locations, convenient. Or you could look at homes that were originally selling close to $2 million that right now finished complete, I want to say it's almost 9,000 square feet, that are priced just a notch below $1 million in great locations on an acre home site.
Alicia, in addition to talking to you, of course, what other kind of things should a buyer do when they begin to look to purchase a foreclosed property?
One of the things a buyer needs to do really is to have their finances in order. They need to do a pre-qualification with a lender and understand exactly where their comfort zone is, so that when that foreclosure becomes available, they're ready to move. So you'd want to get your financing in order. You want to understand who you're going to use as an inspector to inspect the property. And then, of course, the expertise of a realtor.
Yeah, I can see the inspector would be important if he had a place that was sitting for a while. But I mean, that just turns me right back to call Alicia first, somebody that's been down that path a few times before, to keep me out of trouble.
That's right, Todd. I've got a whole sheet that'll help you out as a buyer looking in the foreclosure market. It tells you everything you need to look for.
Alicia, I think a lot of our listeners, when they think of foreclosures, really think of old, dilapidated or burned out homes or whatever. You've really brought it to our attention that a lot of these homes are brand new. You know, of the homes that you're representing that are on the market, I mean, they're all completed. They're all ready for sale and ready for move-in. Is that accurate?
Yeah. And actually, you know, you would be shocked at, there's new homes, there's older homes, but some of the banks that I work with, they go in and they fix up the home. So they may have new carpet, new paint. They've already done an inspection on the house, so they know exactly, you know, how the property stands right now. So lots of opportunity.
Okay. Well, Alicia, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, please share with the audience how they can get in touch with you and learn more about the work that you're doing.
Thanks, Todd. Yes, I can be reached at, my website is www.aliciamcphee.com. I can be reached at alicia.macphee, alicia.macphee, at prudentialgeorgia.com. Or you can call me on my cell. I pick up my phone, 404-310-3477, and thanks so much.
Okay. Alicia McPhee with Alicia McPhee Realty Group, affiliated with Prudential Georgia Realty. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
And thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day.
Okay. And that wraps the show. On behalf of Carol Flamer and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on Atlanta Real Estate Forum.